This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
It is a Black Motion featuring Nokwazi right here on Voice FM 88.1. It's called Imali Barichelete. I love this song. Hey, if you just tune in right now, welcome to the show. My name is Javi T. I'm with you all the way till 12 p.m. at Javi T underscore Versa at Vow FM hashtag area code. For now, just gone 26 minutes past 11. And oh man, oh man, I'm so excited. And I hope you are, right? Now, Vow FM is celebrating its 10-year birthday, right? And throughout the month of September, we'll be commemorating this phenomenal radio station under the hashtag VowFM1010. And I'm delighted to let you know that we are celebrating a decade with one of the world renowned musical groups called Black Motion. I mean, Black Motion has been making good music and exceptional music for the past decade. And throughout the 10-year period, Thabo Mabogwane and Bongani Mahosana, together as Black Motion, have shown the true meaning of consistency and their hard work and dedication to the art of music. They've given us hit after hit, year in, year out, from Banani Maboko, Rainbow, It's You, Imali, Moya Wa Taula, Prayer for the Rain, just to name a few. In 2011, they released an album called Talking to the Drum. 2012, they gave us Aquarian Drums. 2015, Fortune Teller was released. 2016, Yabadimu came out. 2017, they gave us a Rainbow EP. And 2018, they released one of the best albums, also called Moya Wa Taula. And this is a result of their hard work, their tenacity and consistency. Now, to celebrate 10 years of Vow FM and Black Motion, I'm joined on the line by Thabo Mabogwane and Bongani Mahosana, popularly known as Black Motion. Good morning to you, and welcome to Voice of Vets 88.1.
Yo, 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 hola, hola, hola.
Le Grand.
Grand, Brian.
Awa. Are you good?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you. Now, let's talk about this, right? 10 years in the music industry. What made you so consistent over the years? Because you've been giving us hits. You've been releasing good music. What's the secret behind this?
I think simple, brother. Like the consistency was because we were unique to ourselves, and we stuck to being original, and we didn't follow trends, changing our music. So that's how it got to be so relevant, and we stuck to staying true to our sound.
I mean, Black Motion was formed in 2010, right? Which was 10 years ago. How did it come about? Let me start with Mother Bongs, and then I'll go to Thabo.
Yeah, I mean, we were both in producing individually, and then we met through a guy called Moses Mokoko, and yeah, man, 2010, that's when we produced our first song, Banani Maboko. So yeah, man, we were producing individually. He was that side, I was that side, and we were doing almost the same similar styles, and yeah, Moses had our styles. And then, yeah, Mental Kagana. From there on, the Banani Maboko was our first song. And then from there on, yeah, till today.
And you produced Banani Maboko featuring Ja Rich. That went on to be one of the biggest songs in the country. Did you anticipate this milestone achievement?
Yeah, not necessarily, anticipating it as a hit. But, We knew we needed to put an input nyana in the music industry, because at that time there was a lot of English and Zulu songs. So we broke ground and we used Tsonga, and yeah, man, Banani Maboko was like a trendsetter of a whole lot of music that came out that time. And yeah, it just not only blew up in South Africa, it first blew up overseas in Europe, and then it picked up in South Africa. So yeah, we never anticipated for it, but that's what is there.
And you've released 6 studio albums with over 40 hit singles over the past decade, right? How do you go about choosing the right vocalist for a specific beat? Do you perhaps have a traditional way of choosing the right vocalist for a beat? Because you always get it right. You never go wrong with vocalist.
Okay. With the vocalist that we choose, we don't rush. We just invite them to our space, and then I have a chat, and then because you know we don't believe in like sending files via WhatsApp and working, no, via emails and stuff. So we gotta like connect with you so that we can like create something out of what we have shared, like our stories and stuff. So yeah, for us it's like our spiritual connection. We must like have a spiritual connection so that like we can like connect with the artist and vocalist, so that we can create like music.
So in other words, the relationship must be mutual. It doesn't have to end fela kamo studio. It must be a good relationship outside of studio, outside of music.
Yes, because remember, this thing, music is to worry, like, who release that, like, must have soul, and then you must meet it, like, how quality lyric, or, because, like, it's something that, so, if you are not serious or stuff, you are not connected. So yeah, every bit of our block motion in any like meaning, so that's why we don't name our beats from the lyrics. We name the beats Kamkori Reza Katendra. So yeah, it's more like spiritual thing.
Kasi pitori ba re lesha pa monate man lesha pa and you've won awards, you've traveled the world, all your singles and albums have been certified platinum, you've filled up stadiums. What's your biggest highlight over the 10 year period? I'll start with Thabo.
I think the highlight places where we fill up and it's overseas. Like I think my highlight was at in New York at the Brooklyn Mirage, where everybody, all the Hollywood actors were there, and yeah, I mean almost everyone that's an A-list was there, and we were playing in Brooklyn. It was a party where it was the three of us, the two of us headlining. Black Motion and Black Coffee, and yeah, man, that was the highlight I think for me.
So no, look, I'm on New York, come on, I'll Chuck Norris, level find them.
Yeah, the real elite.
Who's steering? Let's hear from Mada.
I'll pick Brooklyn because it was so like emotional and we didn't expect her like a the sold out show, you know, like as Thabo Aitse or like the lineup, like Black Coffee and Black Motion and Angel. So yeah, for now like Brooklyn and then yeah, now yeah, I think Brooklyn.
All right, no.
Yeah.
Obviously, Brooklyn. No, level find that mukada. Now we've witnessed groups coming together and splitting, and you guys have remained consistent over the 10-year period. What's the best advice you've received that you'd like to share with other aspiring artists?
Like respect, man. Like respect it's a bit more spanning, and then need this thing of or like avoid this thing or mangweza ing mangairinga abo na tete. And then like video the most like the artistic rang ki mistake of yiran the artistic ki o alawa like batuwa kundi. But in inside business yeah, and then in hub can ring small. Yeah, I think they are a lot outside. Yeah, the Tavasal Chile, the lifestyle, the listener vision, and then Chitaban Lunya's analysis are funny. by a chance for that day. Kilabona Honale, Makaeva, Motonia, Kongwira, Lotusu, Chalawan, or credit the Yoko and stuff. So, Sebialo, yeah. For Katamohuri, Evo Mambayang, whatever, and Missile Shabi, Horikamo, Pamolina King, and then, yeah, Libuale, since Libueleka. Like if can all flop on the table, like if from China, a praka, so, I give hit kayon, and then we will do the same thing, and then yeah, good one, I feel a little idea, yeah.
And about you dieting your chalet, because immediately when people start making money now, they want to live a certain lifestyle and they stop prioritizing important things to maintain the brand. You understand?
Yeah.
So I like that. I like that. And you had gigs all around the world. You guys were booked all over the world. And COVID-19 has resulted in all gigs being cancelled. What strategies did you have to implement to maintain the Black Motion brand during this lockdown period?
Again, for Rena, it was actually not in an ignorant way to the people, but like for us, it was a blessing because we had time to be in studio and give 100% focus on making the album, this album, The Healers, and. Yeah, it was, again, we had to make means of the situations by being in studio and showing people that you don't have to be locked up and be depressed or whatever and think about the dark things and everything. What you can do is just put yourself to work and something I will come out after this whole lockdown because you were focusing on the positive and not the negative. I think, yeah, with us, it was also the online part, shootings that we did, the defected online party that we played at with Bo Kelvin Harris. And yeah, man, it was just all about not being too much because people were just being too much online now. So
yeah.
We wanted to like give minimum like performances online. To still give people guiding they really want to see us and not say, I saw them all the time during the lockdown or whatever. So it would give them time to miss us in a way. And then, I think the COVID situation
and then as well, we didn't settle for less, because Kana Kota so. People take advantage of the big editing and all my mom, or like about China, or I know, I'm not sure. So, and then, okay, college, because some like about the decision over like, banale, like about the decision, how can I put it? But when I was there, wrong decisions, my pleasure, Zaga and stuff, and then when I was settled for less, and then it's like, but they're so cheap, so get that day, or you must know your value, and then later day, or was kind of cut a goba more socially, and then streaming so good to take off it. So,
and I like the fact you're really now Libya vision pale, Libya project pale, Libya the dream pale before, getting involved, katabacha chalete, and allowing money to come in between you. Now, a brand new single, Marry Me, featuring Misaki, is out. And this is the first single from your up and coming album, to be released on the 24th of September, The Healers, the last chapter. Is it the last chapter for Black Motion? are you on your final lap, to be precise?
No. Last chapter, got a lot of people talking, but like, I know they must relax because this is the last chapter of the 10 years. The 10 years book that we've opened, and we have to close this book and go on to a new book. That university, Tita.
La graduate, no.
Yeah,
I'm a graduate,
bro.
Literally PhD gamo, eh?
Yeah, no, no.
Hey, linyakilo kwati sabatu katabe ya last chapter. You, ayo linyakilo kwati sabatu. And thank God you guys are still together and we'd like to see more of Black Motion. And Mary Me has set a tone for the album. What can we expect from the up and coming album that you are busy with right now?
Man, yo, a lot of fire, a lot of diversity. But we didn't want to confuse people putting a whole lot of music in one album. So we kind of stuck to our role, and man, there's just a whole lot of diversity, and it's made up of a whole lot of beautiful women with voices that are hypnotizing. And
I want a little bonus track.
Okay, now I get you. Or another bonus track.
I want a little bonus track. So I this stuff each and every song kada in a little chance kiki sing it.
All right.
Every song kada, yeah, in a radio sing it. So like yeah, the whole album. So I wanna
no, bonus track is like a chapter and we perhaps after this 10th year period, right? Because I get education is a lappy.
Yeah, education is a lappy.
And I think after 4 years, yeah, single is like after 4 years.
All right, no, we can't wait for that. And you'll be performing somewhere tonight. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we'll be performing in Sandton tonight. One of the first few gigs that we're gonna be playing ahead. It's gonna be internet night. And yeah, man, if they want the rest of the details, you know what to do. You're just gonna have to go to our pages. You're gonna have to go to our Instagram. But just know it's in Sandton. We can't give a whole lot of details. But tonight it's on in Sandton. And if you want details, go to the Black Motion page and everything you'll find there.
I said, what is VVIP on Akamovu Senten?
And then you'll get to understand what Bintang, why.
You are also running an online competition about Hack Apreneurs. Tell us about the competition that you're running online.
Yeah, man, I think it's all about trying to reach out to everyone about like the things you can do as an individual. We as Black Motion, we took the initiative to do what we believe in. And right now in the youth culture, there's a whole lot of creativity and a whole lot of new things that are coming up by the youth. And yeah, man, this campaign is all about that. It's all about exercising what you can create and how it can help you grow as a person, how it can make you live as a person by just being out, thinking out of the box. And again, man, with everything that's going on, it's easier when you interact on, like, when it's live on Instagram or Facebook and we explain everything and we talk about everything so that you understand. It's not some other campaign, like the normal campaign where everything is just in, you misunderstand everything. So we rather talk about it when we live and explain everything. So it's all about being creative, yeah.
And for those who would like to take part in this competition, how can they do that?
For right now, I don't have the details with me, but like again, I'm saying, we can just go on Instagram. We'll be explaining everything and just talking about everything.
All right, let's close off the interview with your latest single, Marry Me. First of all, who's getting married between two of you?
I'm joking.
Tell us about how this song came about.
Marry Me ki pina air featuring Msaki. With this song, we wanted like sort of a follow up, yeah, Rainbow. You know that song, man, like Pina Ela Ela Loring, definition ya yona ke o ka itse ana ka ditsela tso tso like hela ona hana party
let me tell you something
you know
and let me tell you something about that song. That song made me fall in love.
Yeah.
I create much straight away. Got that song.
Hey,
I'm joking. I'm joking. Yeah, you will you may continue.
Yeah. So yeah. And I wanted something like a follow up with Rainbow, and then it happened. Like we had like our friend Barke Dobby, he's from originally is from Hong Kong, and then by the time like I woke up in a like, oh, this song make me feel like I wanna like marry someone's daughter, so why don't you guys call it Marry Me? So rather, oh wow, yeah, Marry Me, and then Marry Me. And then if you can check alone, we have like in a more space in Selasabo Soul Brothers, I wanna like that original sound, yeah, South Africa, so the elements are already very still done, and we wanted to take Batoko go history around, yeah, music. I wanna like the real for pavilions in for South African industry. So Babon Tori, actually, like as a South African Renale, like our music is it's rich, Babona. So we must not forget music are not familiar guy for South African, yeah. So yeah.
And congratulations on your brand new single. Thank you so much for representing South Africa. Thank you so much for showing the world, we are made of these different genres. We don't have one genre. We are diverse, and you guys represent us everywhere you go. Congratulations on this brand new single, and all the best with your up-and-coming album, right? And where can people get the album? Like, when can they expect? Is there perhaps a specific date to expect the album?
I think midnight local and release other songs from the album, so for get pre-order, like people can go like pre-order album, and then it drop back at the 24th September Heritage, so every Friday until album drops album it drop, so yeah.
Oh, can I pre-order gear about to get the Apple again? I just wanted to clarify on that. And where can people get your music? Speaking of platforms, social media handles, and also your individual social media handles.
At Real Black Motion for Black Motion. And then at Real Tabo Smolo, and then at Bongani Mohasaga, and Kamiko Kodimu Gabe Medabong, yeah. And then, yeah, man, more the platforms is also Black Motion, Real Black Motion, Black Underscore Motion, yeah, everywhere it's just Black Motion.
Black Motion on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Make sure that you follow them and make sure that you support them. Keep on supporting them. Now, I'm going to pose this question to all of you, right? I'll start with Tabo. What does 10 years mean to you?
10 years mean learning of different sounds throughout the world. We were given opportunities to travel around the world and to study music and to study the music of each continent that we were at. And I think, 10 years is us in the school of life of music, the subject of music, and hence we were going with the chapters. And yeah, man, I think the 10 years gave us a lot of information and a lot of knowledge, spiritual knowledge about music.
Mada.
Yes, about learning and then the experiences, the journey, And we must not forget to celebrate failure, because sometimes we always celebrate the like are we now bona. So failure we must celebrate it, and then we accept the horiane. This time they failed it so by the next time I'll make it better, and then so and yeah, the music business learn happy, le respect, Lord, like you must always be humble, you know, and then you must learn motu, kebarek motu, since we see motu, since we see motu, or like motu, ke into dilambyang ka yona, and then no kono differentiate negative and positive abona. So yeah, kanor byalo na 14 years. Yeah.
Black Motion, Tabo Limada, thank you so much for joining us right here on VOFM 88.1. All the best. Rita kopana ka mo sentre na ke. No, thanks a lot.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream via www.vofm.co.za.